That's a slew of barking harbor seal pups. They're whining all over Washington as pupping season gets into full swing and the babies learn to fend for themselves. The pups are adorable, but as tempting as it might be to photograph or feed a harbor seal pup, if you get too close to one, you could kill it. That's according to Brenda Peterson. She's the co-founder of Seal Sitters. It's a local volunteer organization that works to protect seals and seal cubs on Puget Sound beaches. Peterson says even though seals aren't endangered, they still need protection.
We would like to work on the model of a sustainable future, not wait until a species is so forlorn or decrepit or endangered that we then rush in to save it. And this kind of preventative or celebratory relationship, I think, with our wild neighbors sets us apart from just being the kind of environmental, everything is going to hell, so we have to save it kind of mentality.
This is early September, Indian summer. What is important right now? What's happening that you're specifically concerned about?
Right now, mid-September, 90% of our seal pups have been weaned, which is the most dangerous time, you know, for any species because they've gone from being these blubber balls and nursing very lazily with their wonderfully fat mothers and just basically living off the mother to suddenly having to fish for themselves. And this is a crucial time when they transition into their survival mode. And many of the pups have had it pretty easy. And suddenly, no more daycare. And they're out there fishing for themselves.
So they're learning how to do that. And
yes.
In the meantime, their mothers are done feeding them?
Their mothers are gone.
Their mothers have left.
Mothers have left. And sometimes they do it gradually, if they're experienced mothers. And sometimes they do it very abruptly, if they're young mothers. Or they've been frightened away from the beach by people with cell phones or dogs. And so that's a very, very abrupt transition. And often the pups, they start losing weight. You start seeing their hip bones jut out. You start seeing folds and folds of flesh. And they're starving to death because they haven't learned how to fish.
These pups we hear about a lot, particularly on Alki Beach, which is an incredibly populated area. There's, you know, kayakers, swimmers, beach walkers, and they're cute. We want to get close. What happens when we do get too close to the pups?
We do endanger the pup. We put them in a situation where many of them are like little ETs on the beach, you know, phone home. They are left there at 4 a.m. when the mother is out fishing. She's not too far away, but she's maybe, you know, checking in on Junior periodically. And at 4 or 5, it's fine. But at 6 or 7, there start being joggers. There's in the summertime or the Indian summer, there are picnickers, there are volleyballers, and many, many dogs off leash, unfortunately. So that pup is very, very vulnerable. If you look at our blubber blog, we had a wonderful pup about 4 weeks ago who seemed like he was just having a hard time transitioning. The mother was nowhere around. We had watched the pup for several days. And when we took that pup up to Paws Wildlife Hospital, which does a wonderful job of rehabbing, we then found out that the pup had many, many animal bites. And we don't know whether that was from a dog or from some other animal. And the pup died en route to rehab. So we have some sometimes heartbreaking situations. So any of you who are walking, please remember that seal pups spend 50% of their lives on the shore. It's not unnatural for a pup to be on the shore.
I'm speaking with Brenda Peterson. She's the co-founder of Seal Sitters, and her organization works to protect harbor seals or all seals in Puget Sound?
All seals. We've had elephant seals molting on the beach.
Wow.
You know, we're part of the Pacific Northwest Stranding Center. And so we're very happy because we've been trained by NOAA. We've trained 500 volunteers. It doesn't mean they're all available on the beach when we have a pup. But we've really taken our kind of grassroots naturalism very seriously.
These seals, as you mentioned, this is their habitat. And in fact, there's a map on your website that shows when they'll be pupping. And the sort of South Sound is coming up next, right? All the way
yes.
down through to Olympia. But I think a lot of listeners perhaps have heard of, if not seen themselves, adorable seals that you think are dead, washed up on shore. So when you say share the shore, you're actually meaning this is their habitat. Keep a distance, right?
Right. If you were sleeping in your bedroom and someone crashed through the door with a cell phone to take a picture of you sleeping or napping, that's kind of what we've done with these pups. So by saying share the shore, we're saying for thousands of years, this shore has been a place where pups can nurse and they can find community, they can give birth. And so when you see a pup, assume the pup is healthy. Assume the pup is viable. Keep 100 yards away. And if you can, call Seal Sitters, which is 206-905-SEAL. Put it on your speed dial, and then we'll come out.
So any seal, even if it appears to be healthy and happy, we call?
We do, because you never know. Like that seal that we saw who ended up dying en route, that pup seemed all right until he was starving, and we didn't know why. So we do like to come out and check them.
And are there opportunities if somebody's listening who wants to become a seal sitter?
Please join us. We have trainings. We just had one August 9th. We'll have another one soon. Check the blog and check the website and see that if you come, it's only a two-hour training. You get everything you need to know. And then you get to have neighbors who are wild and also human. And it's a great communal thing to do. It gives me hope for my neighborhood that we can come together in our very busy lives and do something that will make our habitat safe for everyone.
Brenda Peterson is co-founder of Seal Sitters. Her organization works to protect seals in the Puget Sound region. And Brenda mentioned if you see a seal pup on the beach in West Seattle, you can call the hotline. The number is 206-905-SEAL, S-E-A-L.